Good morning,
everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Charmaine Show. This is our 2016 kickoff show. I'm really excited to revamp the Charmaine Show and just really getting started off by talking today about setting goals and making life happen. And as a result of that fabulous title, which I think is the beginning of the year, so everybody goes about setting goals and really wanting their life to change and to make a difference for the year, because that's typically what we do. So for that, we have Ms. Erica Diaz as our special guest on today's show. Erica is a certified life coach. She specializes in weight loss and emotional eating, and that's how she coaches her clients through getting success through mindfulness and meditation. So I'm just going to go in and say good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Charmaine. It's a pleasure to be here today. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm excited to start off 2016 with you as a special guest. And what better thing to talk about than goals? And I know a huge part of our goals for a lot of us, especially us women, is weight loss. But I know that's not all we're going to talk about today for the next 28 minutes. So let's just go ahead and jump on in there. Well, Erica, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Oh, that's great. I would love to. My name is Erica Diaz. I am a certified life coach. I do work with corporate females that are going through emotional eating problems and also want to lose weight or want to be in a weight that is comfortable for them. You know, I work on one-on-ones, and I work on providing them with motivation and also guiding them through not only to lose weight, but how to change your mind and body, how to connect together and realize why you're overeating, why you're doing the decisions that you're making as far as food goes. And I work one-on-one to help you from within to make it a lifestyle permanent change, not just a temporary, you know, weight loss plan. I don't believe in that. I believe that you need to work from within and search within yourself to find what it is exactly, why you're doing the behaviors that you're doing. And it's a very great program that I have planned, and it works pretty good. And I'm very, very excited to get more people and get this out there so people can know that motivation, meditation, focus will get you to where you need to be.
Awesome.
And that goes for any part in your life, whether it's weight loss or if you want to make a big change in your life, it all goes hand in hand.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm really excited to hear a little bit more about that. I think I had my other another one of our guests call in, and I just saw that the call dropped. So we'll just wait a little bit, and then we'll go ahead and introduce her. Let's go ahead. Really, so my first question would be, Erica, what do you think it means when we talk about setting goals and making life happen? How do you think individuals can use their gifts and abilities, and how should one go about setting goals in order to really accomplish what they need?
Well, to me, goals are extremely important. It's the only way for you to make your dreams happen. And I think the first thing that you need to have is belief. The first step to goal setting is to have an absolute belief and faith in the process. If you don't believe you can absolutely transform your life and get what you want, then you might as well forget about goal setting or do something else. But you need to have a belief that you are going to make that happen. Once that belief system is there, then you have to put it in writing. You know,
right.
Put in writing what it is that you want to do. By writing down your goals, you become a creator. So a
mm-hmm.
failure to write down your goals often means you will forget them or won't focus on them. So it's very important to write down your goals where you can see them every single day. Once
okay.
you write down your goals, I believe very much in visualizing them.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what it is that you want to achieve, it is important to every day spend a few minutes visualizing your goals and visualizing your outcome, because that keeps you motivated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I think definitely writing down our goals is very, very important. I think that is step number one. Well, let me go ahead and grab in our other guests. Thank you so much for joining on today's chat on Air Live. I think we have Ms. Margaret Johnson. She is also one of our guests this morning. And, of course, Margaret, I know you're there. We're talking about setting goals and making life happen. So tell us about how do you feel like people ought to go about using their gifts and abilities in order to achieve the life that they want? And good morning. Welcome to the Charmaine Show. Nice to have you.
Good morning, everyone. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey. I was listening in for a while there. And one of the most important thing I believe in using, you know, setting your goals is to be still and to find out what your skills are. And sometimes people can tell you who you are or what you are, but stillness is a key to even understanding where do I go from here.
Well, that I think that is so key, Erica. What do you think? Because I know as a weight loss coach, you specify in that mindfulness and meditation in order to achieve weight loss, but also other goals. So talk a little bit about, you know, when Margaret mentioned being still and then finding out what your skills are. Talk a little bit about how would you walk someone through or actually introduce them to mindfulness?
Well, that's absolutely key. And Margaret, being still, I have to admit, that is vital in order for you to realize who you are or where you want to be. How I would guide a person, well, I always tell everyone you need to put aside at least 5 to 10 minutes if you're a beginner of silent meditation. You know, we live in a life where there's just so much going on, and we have a million thoughts per second in our heads. We don't have time to really stop and think and really focus on us most of the time. You know, we're caregivers. Mm-hmm. We have children. We have family. We have jobs. We have husbands and wives. You know, there's so much going on that sometimes we say, oh, I want to have my own business. But we look at it through the grand scale and then be like, oh, I don't have time for that right now. I have other things to do. So when that happens, you don't give yourself time for you to really analyze where do you want to go in life. So stillness brings that peace of mind where you quiet your mind down. You know, you don't have a million thoughts going in through your head, and you get to really see what it is that you want and how you're going to go about accomplishing it. So stillness is key. So I would tell someone, yes, let's sit together, let's meditate, and let's focus on what it is that you want to do in your life, whether that is to lose weight, open your own business, you know, be, I don't know, clean your house more often, whatever
mm-hmm.
the goal is. Sometimes we really need to quiet down our minds so that we can really focus on it.
Yes. I absolutely agree. So we talk, I know we mentioned two, and they seem like two critical top things so far, writing down our goals and being still and learning how to meditate on that. I keep getting like a little whistle, so I'm hoping that it's not going to come out on the live show. and I'm hoping that it won't. But tapping into our energy source and our talents, I think that also is one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because I think sometimes we can write down goals and think about them and think, oh, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. But I think one of the things that we forget is that we need to figure out, obviously by being still, what our talents are, what's that energy source, because sometimes we can write down goals just to have a goal, but it's not something that's pulling at us. Let's talk a little bit about that. What do you think? How do you think that factors into the whole making our lives happen and actually being content? Because we can have goals, whether big or small, but they're not true to ourselves, and they're not really what we want. Maybe it's because I saw someone else do that, and I want to do that. Versus I saw someone, you know, do that or accomplish that, and oh, I would like to do that. You know, where, you know, if it jumps out at us, I feel like it's an easier way to accomplish a goal. So let's talk about tapping into that energy source and our talent, Erica. How do you feel, or Margaret, either one of you guys can jump in, how do you feel like we ought to use those skills?
Okay. This is Erica. I feel that a lot of us have many, many skills, but we don't really know ourselves because, like you said, most of us live our lives just following what other people do. And we feel that because the majority of others are doing this, I should be doing it as well. But is it really what I want to do? Is it really something that fires me up? Do I wake up every single day feeling excited about starting my day? You know, right. Is my job making me happy? You know, sometimes for you to find yourself, you need to sit down and ask your own self questions. You know, are you happy? Are you happy? Are you doing something because it's coming out of your heart? Or are you doing it because someone else is telling you to do it? So we need to find ourselves and see what makes us happy. And also, when you find your happiness, you will find what it is that you want to do in life every single day. In my case, I was working in corporate for 15 years. And even though a lot of things in my life changed for the best, and I was feeling very good about that, something wasn't right. I was waking up every single morning feeling a sense of dread. Like, I do not want to do this. And then I had to ask myself, okay, are you happy with what you're doing? Are you helping people? Are you making a difference? Do you feel that? You know, and all those answers for me at that time was no, 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 no. I'm not helping anyone. I do not like what I'm doing. Other people are the owners of my time. They're telling me what to do. I'm not happy. And I had to make a change. It took a while to make that change. I had to sit down, ask myself questions, analyze myself to see where I was in my life and stop thinking about the other people on the outside. Because you always have people on the outside bringing in more fear into your life. Oh, you can't do this. Are you sure you want to do that? So there's a lot of levels that we need to really let go, you know, let go of negative people around us, let go of our loved ones putting doubt in our dreams, you know, and putting fears in them. So we really need to have a study of ourselves, what we want and what we're good at, because 15 years in corporate, you know, I'm very grateful to have those years because they showed me that I'm an excellent communicator, I'm an excellent trainer, a coach. All those are valuable skills that I have that I'm bringing to my business now. So we need to focus also on what you're good at, because a lot of, you know, if you're not happy where you are with your job, you have to find out what it is that you're good at, because most businesses really, they're really not going to tell you, oh, you're so great. They're, you know, they just need you to do your job. That's it. So it's up to you to know what you're good at, what are you powerful at, and really go towards something that has to do with those skills.
Yeah.
Margaret?
Absolutely. Yes, I was going to. I'm glad you threw the baton to her because I was just about to. But I'm here literally, I'm here taking notes because I think this is really, really so good. And just part of getting the show going for the 2016 season, setting goals and making life happen. And if anyone's listening now live or going to be listening later on as we get the show, literally get the show on the road or on the internet going, it's going to be very important that we really start to take notes, because one of the things that jumped out was, you know, is my job making me happy, or am I happy with what I'm doing? Am I happy with myself? And then what are the things that need to change? What am I good at? And then, of course, he talks about letting go of negativity, whether it's people around us or those negative emotions of fear and doubt, and then studying ourselves. So, Margaret, let's. What do you have to say on that? I'm not. I don't think I'm muted. Hello.
I can hear you.
I'm sorry. I was.
She was busy taking notes.
No, actually, you know what? My phone was muted, and that's exactly what I said. I said, "Oh, this is heavy." You know, I'm really appreciating what she's saying right now. I think intention is a huge part of it. You know, when you and with your intention is where you'll figure out your why. So, as you mentioned, when you when folks are just doing other things or setting goals because someone else is doing it or someone else may have accomplished it. And in theory, it sounds good, but when you start putting things into practice, then you realize, well, maybe this is not for you. And oftentimes people will, you know, give themselves a hard time or beat themselves up because they're not accomplishing a particular goal. But your why is different than someone who has accomplished it. And perhaps you may or may not have a desire for what you believe your goal should be. And sometimes we have goals that are burning inside of us and our energy, and then there are goals that we should be doing this, or I should be 20 pounds lighter. I should, you know, have a routine every day. You know, those should become burdens instead of something that uplifts us or carries us to the next stage of our lives. They'll more hinder us, and forever, you know, for a long period of time, we'll continue to set these same goals because they're things that we should be doing, but it perhaps is that your why or your intention is misplaced. Another thing that jumped out at me is when you were talking about happiness and happiness in your work and being fulfilled and what it is that you want to contribute in the world, to your family, in society. And the saying that came to me at the time was, everywhere you go, there you are. And so with that, if you are an individual who is seeking, you're always going to be seeking. And I say that in the most positive way ever, because we're always looking and wanting to contribute. How can I give myself to this situation or this person or this job or this career? And I find that to be, as you gave credit to your 15-year experience, and I like how you used that time to establish what you were good at and how it's brought you to this place today. So that was also one of my brisk note-taking that I was just like, aha, you know, because you're just always going to be that person that wants to contribute regardless of what it is that you may work in corporate, or you might run a home business, or just in your parenting. You know, how can I be a better parent? How can I be a better wife? So, yeah, this conversation is really what I needed to jumpstart my 2016, actually. So thank you.
Awesome. You're very welcome.
Absolutely. I know. This has been a really great conversation so far. I feel like I'm in class taking notes rather than hosting a talk show right here. Because one of the things that jumped out to me was identifying the strengths of our nature. And just like both of you talked about with the intention, figuring out the why. You know, why am I here with this set of skills and talents? And then tapping into that versus, like Margaret said, misplacing it. Because I think it's so easy to misplace our intention because we see someone over there doing it, knowing that that's not what we really want. And then it becomes really belaboring or laborious with really trying to, well, how come they can lose 50 pounds and I can't? Okay, what's your intention? You know, is your intention whatever it is? I just want to lose it. I just want to get to that goal, or I want to feel healthy, whatever it is. I feel like whatever each of our intentions are, it is for us to really claim that. And then finding that happiness and fulfillment within ourselves. And I think both of you and all three of us really on the show today can agree that our work begins within ourselves. And I know this is part of the show blurb that's out there, and it says, a wanderer is not always lost. He may simply choose to follow a more scenic route. And sometimes we think because we may not be on the same path as someone else, or we may not be going at the same pace as someone else, you know, then I must not be getting closer to my goal, et cetera. But it could be very well that we've all chosen to go a different route, or a more scenic route, or a slower route, or the route where there's the stream versus going, you know, trailing through the woods, you know, et cetera. So the strength of our nature is very critical, I believe, in understanding and finding out our true nature and ourselves. And I think, like Margaret said, it's not something that we do for a period of time, but it's something that we continue to do. If we're always seeking and always searching, it is a positive thing, because I think that's when we stop, you know, growing, getting deeper into ourselves. So I think it's important to reframe our thoughts. And that just leads me to ask you, maybe with only about 7 minutes left for the show, this may be a good place to jump into and maybe bring the conversation to a wrap up this morning, reframing our thoughts. So let's maybe talk a little bit about that in terms of setting goals and making life happen. How do you feel, and this question is for both of you, how do you feel an individual can begin to reframe their thought process in order to bring about the kind of and quality of life that they desire? How do we feel like the thoughts go into that? And we're live, so I don't want any dead air. Erica, go ahead.
I think that it should start, I mean, when a person starts seeking for knowledge or seeking for something more, I think you begin a journey right there and then. And I will say my story, you know, I woke up one day out of nowhere and told myself I need to be in a better place than I am today as far as my work goes. And I sat there for like an hour thinking, what am I going to do? You know, all I've done is this for 15 years. What am I going to do? But a stronger part of me told me that I had to do research. I had to look out there. And I started by reading books on people that have left the 9-to-5 jobs. Mm-hmm. So that's where I started. I started there, and it took me into an amazing journey in finding out about me. You know, at that moment I had no idea what type of skills I had, so I had to go back so from the start, from when I was in school. What was I mm-hmm. good at? What were people mm-hmm. always telling me that I was good at? And then a lot of memories started coming to my head, presentations mm-hmm. in high school in which teachers told me that I did a great job, presentations in college. In a few companies that I worked in, they just threw me to be a trainer without any mm-hmm. training at all, and I did it successfully. So with all that said, I came to the conclusion that I'm a great trainer slash coach. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to look for work in. And it took me to where I am today. So with that said, to make this long story short, we all have a journey. You know, we just have to follow our heart. You know, mm-hmm. we have to go back and see who we are, what we're good at, what fires us up, what makes us, what brings us alive, and just mm-hmm. follow the yellow brick road to getting there. We all have to do some research on ourselves and how to get where we need to get
Absolutely.
To achieve that.
Absolutely, and thank you for that, because I know in my book, Pit Bulls and Lipstick, Unfolding the Passion, Purpose, and Prowess of Women, the last book that I wrote, I really talked about that too in the beginning, is in order to find out what we're good at, we got to go back to really the beginning.
Yes.
I think that goes for everything. What am I good at? What do people say I was good at? What kind of follows me? And then you talk about following our bliss. What is it that makes us come alive? And it really goes back into tapping into our nature, our natural gifts and talents, and then reframing our thoughts. Margaret, I'm going to give you the last word on this title that we're talking about today, Setting Goals and Making Life Happen, and then we'll conclude the show today.
For me, I think a great point is reconnecting in your spiritual life, and that means different things for different folks,
yeah.
but it might be prayer, meditation, whatever you choose to call it, but whatever mm-hmm. the bottom line is reconnecting with that thing that is bigger than yourself, and that is always mm-hmm. giving me a renewing spirit, a renewing heart. I find that when I get closeness, build my spiritual relationship,
mm-hmm.
that things, I want to say, just work the way that I want them to work, or I believe,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I've put my energy into my atmosphere, into my meditating, into my praying. So I'm receiving
mm-hmm.
what I've put out there. So anyone who wanted to, that would be my advice. It sounds, a bit cliche, but I find it to have
mm-hmm.
worked throughout my life. Ever since I was a child, that's
mm-hmm.
just been the approach that I've taken.
Yeah.
And that approach is also vital.
Go ahead, Erica.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That approach is vital, because that goes hand in hand, with everything else. Once you find that source within
mm-hmm.
you and you make a decision to take a journey, it's exactly what you said, Margaret. Everything that has to do with that journey just comes about.
Okay.
You know,
Absolutely.
Doors start opening. You start meeting the perfect person that you needed to meet to obtain
mm-hmm.
what you needed. You know, it's almost magical. And it does work. When you connect
Absolutely.
With your source, it just works so smoothly and magical. It really does. Thank you for sharing that, Margaret.
And I think that is like the perfect note to wrap up on. We've got just about a minute remaining of the show, and reconnecting with our spiritual life and understanding that there is a force that is bigger than ourselves, which lives within each of us. And then tapping into that is so, so important. Really, whatever we call it, it's all the same. It's that force. It's that source. It's that, whether it's law of attraction or prayer or meditation or whatever it is, that is that spiritual life, because we all are spiritual beings. So that is so important. Well, you know what? I just want to say thank you so much to my special guest this morning. It's amazing how, for me, 30 minutes went by so fast, and I'm pretty sure for you too.
Yes,
so
I had a great time.
Yes.
It really
so
did.
Setting goals and making life happen. And I just want to say, let's just go out there and write down those goals, be still, tap into the source, and really make it happen. Thanks for joining me today on The Charmaine Show, and you make it a fabulous day.
Thank you. You too, Charmaine. Thank you so much for inviting me. And thank you, Margaret. It was a pleasure.
Yes.
It was a pleasure. Right. I'll talk with you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.